Him all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will have message number 17 of the Messages of Hope, and the class is number 3, related to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about tawakkul. Tawakkul is an Arabic word which is translated to trust in Allah. Actually, in the previous two classes, we learned that tawakkul, having trust in Allah, means to place your hope in none but Allah, to turn to no one other than Allah, to seek no one protection except Allah's protection, to address your appeal only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn for help to no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of putting trust in Allah, which is in Arabic at-tawakkul. Actually, at-tawakkul is based on the belief that Allah alone has complete control over the whole universe. If you believe that Allah is the only one who has the control over the whole universe, so you are in need only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-tawakkul, to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's based on the belief in the oneness of Allah's lordship. If you believe that Allah is the one who creates everything, owns everything, knows everything, plans everything, so you put your trust in the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul is the main source of mental peace, inner security, and calmness. And the question is why? The answer is, so long as tawakkul, having trust in Allah, is the way to have the help and support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you know the way to have the support and the help of Allah, that way will be the source of mental peace, inner security, and calmness. Now we will read from Surah number 65, verse number 3, so that inshallah you will be sure that the main source of mental peace, inner security, tranquility is to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayn al-Rahim, Surah number 65, verse number 3. I will just read in Arabic, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَزْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And whoever puts. And
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then he will suffice him. Verily, Allah will accomplish his purpose.
Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran is giving a promise to the one who put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will suffice him. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his matters in the best shape. He will not be in need of anyone. So if I have a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when I will put my trust in him, he will take care of all my matters to the extent that I will not be in need of anything. So this will give me the calmness, the mental peace, and the tranquility. So actually now we have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran taught us that there is a link between the good deeds and having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned this in the previous two classes. There was a link between worship of Allah, calling to Allah, believing Allah's decree, consultation, and judging in disputes with the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we learned in the previous class. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about having trust in Allah and personal struggle. We will read now from Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 99. Allah Rahman Rahim. We will read verse number 90 and 99 because they are related in the meaning. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So when you want to recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan, the outcast. Verily, he has no power over those who believe and put their trust only in their Lord.
Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us about this very important fact that the shaitan has no control and no power over those who believe and put their trust in Allah. Again and again, sisters, putting the trust in Allah is part of the belief in the oneness of Allah. If you believe in His oneness, so put your trust in Him. Okay? So when you will have the belief in Allah and you have the trust in Allah, the shaitan will, you will be protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the human mind keeps wandering and branching away into different valleys. If someone follows his mind in all those wandering, Allah does not, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah does not, which valley is that person? Okay? Cover, I think, which valley ruins that person. This means that, you know, on the other, I will continue with the hadith first. On the other hand, whoever has tawakkul, trust in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sufficient for him and Allah will save him from all those wandering. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, if you have a full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be all the time worried. I am worried about the provision. So the shaitan will come and tell me, suppose your husband will be laid off today. So what you will do? I will say that, oh, it was my mistake that I didn't practice medicine in America. If I practice medicine in America, I will be able, when my husband will be laid off, to work and to earn money. Oh, it was a very big mistake that I bought a new car. If I didn't buy the new car, I will save some money. So when my husband will be laid off, I will use that money. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that the shaitan can come to the human mind and heart from a lot of directions. So you will be wandering in many valleys. This is the valleys. Okay, different ways of thinking. What will happen to me if my husband will leave me? Maybe I will be homeless. Maybe I will be going to ask money from the sisters. Maybe I will go to live with my daughter. My daughter will not be happy with me. Maybe. These are the different valleys which the shaitan will make you to wander all the time. Why? Because there is no trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if I have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the shaitan will come and tell me, suppose your husband will be laid off, I will take, I ask refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. When my husband will be laid off, Allah will take care of everything, because I put all my trust in Allah. Then I say again, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan. Then I continue my life in the best shape. So why the first one has all these troubles, psychological troubles, and all the time worried, and what can I do, and the shaitan is moving him from one valley to one valley, this means from one idea to another idea, from a feeling of, you know, fear and worry and depression and loneliness, why that person is having this very difficult feeling, and the other one who is saying, I seek refuge with Allah from the cursed shaitan, I put all my trust in Allah, because that person is a true believer in the oneness of Allah. All the matters are up to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. When Allah will decide for my husband to be laid off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide me from means which I don't know it. Why? Because I am a true believer in Allah. And actually this rule is mentioned again in surah number 65, the same surah, so that you know you never fear the shaitan, you never fear poverty or illness or sickness or any problem with any human being. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one taking care of everything, and you put all your trust in Allah. You place your trust in the one, and the one can do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is controlling the whole universe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one taking care of my matters. I never think of anything. I just follow the rule which Allah mentioned in the Quran. Worship me and put your trust in me. So my rule in life is to worship him. What is the meaning of worship him? To obey his commands. Then I put all the trust in him. I never think, I never plan, I never fear, I never beg people, I never ask any person for anything. I just worship Allah to the best shape. Then I forget the whole issue. Why? Because I have my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is controlling everything. Again and again, if you read from surah number 65, okay, the last part, I will read it for you in English and in Arabic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And whosoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to him, Allah will make a way for him to get out from every difficulty. This is the way of life of the true believer in the oneness of Allah. Just I fear Allah and I keep all my duties to him, then it will be the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take me out of every difficulty. I can take myself from any difficulty. None can take anyone from any difficulty, because Allah is the only will in this life. Any human being can have a good intention, can have good plan, can decide, can try. But the only active will in life is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah. He is the one, I put the trust in him in all my matters. And I go to the bed and I sleep, alhamdulillah, with calmness, tranquility, and all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the importance of having trust in Allah. This is a very important topic in Islam, actually. And most of the Muslims are not aware of this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look around you, you will notice that 99% of the Muslims, because I only talk about Muslims, they are all the time living the feeling of fear and worry. What will happen tomorrow? If this happen, what will happen? Let us plan, let us decide, let us save, let us. And all the time they are living the uncertainty. Okay? And this is the cause of the worry, this is the cause of the depression, this is the cause of the fighting between the husband and the wife, this is the cause of the loss of the family, a bond between the members of the family, because everyone is worried. This is against the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those Muslims whom they are not true believer in his oneness. If you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah and everything is up to Allah, so Allah, I put all the trust in you. And you promise here that if I fear you and if I try to obey all your commands, you will make for me an outlet from every difficulty. All praise to Allah. This is the life. That's it. Very simple rule. If you are a true believer in Allah, you can feel the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you notice that most of the Muslims, they don't have the trust in Allah because they are not true believer in his oneness. Still, the true belief is not clear in their spirits. Still, they don't live this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tawakkul and the putting the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the greatest blessings in Islam, because it save your life, it save your time, it save your health, alhamdulillah, and you can be always in a very good mood, and you can be an active Muslim, you can be a good wife, you can be a good mother, you can be a good human being, very healthy human being, inshallah. Why? Because I know my role in life. I worship Allah, dot, then Allah is taking care of my matters in the best shape, because He is the one who knows everything. He is the one who has the wisdom. He is the most merciful. And alhamdulillah, He has a promise for me in the Quran, and I believe that Allah is fulfilling all His promises. Okay, so again, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we will keep on learning about the relation between having trust in Allah and the good deeds in Islam, and the next good deed is patience. We will learn about the relation between having trust in Allah and being patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read from surah number 29, Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 59. Rahman Rahim. Now, inshallah, we will read verse number 58 and 50 from surah number 29. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لنبوئنهم من الجنة غرفا تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نعم أجر العاملين الذين صبروا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And those who believe and do righteous good deeds, to them we shall surely give lofty dwellings in paradise, underneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever. Excellent is the reward for the workers, those who are patient and put their trust in their Lord.
Okay, so again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying here that there is a link between being patient. Okay, this is a sabr, having sabr, and putting the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will clarify to you now. Okay. Actually, sisters, the true believer place her trust in her Lord must be sure that she is still in need of a very important element to keep that trust all the time. Okay? This is the patience. Patience, a sabr, is an essential element for the life of the believer. When you intend to try all the means to achieve your goals, then you place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must have patience with you. Patience regarding Allah's decree. So that through your patience, you can continue to obey Allah's commands, you can keep your hope in Allah's mercy, and you can keep your trust in Allah until the day will come when your goals become real. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sister, that, for example, I am a student, a medical student, and I need to study 8 years. Okay, and alhamdulillah, I have the intention to study inshallah, and I put my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I will try my best, and I am sure that inshallah you will help me, and you will make studying easy for me, and inshallah all the environment will be helping me to study and to finish the medical school. But medical school is 8 years. Okay, so suppose after 4 years I start to feel that I am totally isolated from life, I am only studying, it is very difficult, it is a pressurizing environment, studying, still I have trust in Allah that Allah will help me, but the way is too long to achieve the goal. Here you need the patience, okay? Because through the patience, inshallah, okay, you will all the time try to convince yourself that myself, Allah is helping me. Allah is making all the way easy for me. So let us not to be in a hurry. To have a goal, to achieve your goal, you must have patience. So you must realize that. If you have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes the way to the goal is too long. What can I do? I can regret? No. The true believer doesn't regret the good goals. What I need patience. Okay? Through the patience, okay, I can keep my trust in Allah all the time. Every day in the morning, I will tell to myself, okay, one day already passed. One day already passed. This is the patience, okay? Inshallah, it is not 6 years, it is 6 years minus one day. It is 6 years minus 2 days, okay? Then it is 5 years, then it is 4 years, okay? So, patience and trust in Allah, both of them, every believer are in need of both. You cannot only have trust and don't have patience. And you don't have patience without having the full trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for me, and inshallah my goal will be a reality soon, inshallah. Now we will learn again, sister, that having trust in Allah is not an option in Islam. Having trust in Allah is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In 9 verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Muslims to have trust in him. I will mention to you some of these verses of the Quran, but then we will learn the meaning of one of them in details. In Surah 11, Surah Hud, verse number 123. And in Surah 27, we will not read this. I am just mentioning this for those whom they want to know the verses of the Quran where Allah commanded Prophet Muhammad to have trust in him. Surah 11, verse number 123. Surah 27, verse number 79. Surah 3, verse number 122. Surah 64, verse number 13, Surah 25, verse number 58 and 59. Today, inshallah, we will learn a Quranic rule regarding the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have trust in Him. And actually, this is a Quranic rule is mentioned in Surah number 4, verse number 81, and also it is mentioned in Surah number 3. The same Quranic rule is mentioned in the Quran 3 times. Once, as I mentioned before, Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 81, and in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 33, verse number 3, and verse number 48. Allah repeated this Quranic rule 3 times, sister, because actually, if you have this Quranic rule as actually your rule in life, regarding having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every difficulty, during any disaster, when you want to have a decision, when you feel that the matters are very tight, when you feel that there is no light and the darkness is all around, for the sake of Allah, try to remember this verse of the Quran. Keep on repeating it until inshallah you will feel the tranquility and the peace and the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will feel the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me personally, since I started the classes of having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all praise to Allah, I have some health problem. This is the Quran, the Quranic rule, which I keep on repetition while I am, in the hospital or with the doctor or having my medication. This Quranic rule, I always repeat it, so that inshallah it will give you the hope, it will give you the tranquility, you will keep inshallah having the good spirit, even in the very difficult times, because of having the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will clarify to you now this Quranic rule in detail, inshallah. Now we will read from 33, verse 3, and this Quranic rule, as verse number 3. 33, 3. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And put your trust in Allah, and sufficient is Allah as a wakil.
Okay. In this verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the believers with the following command: place your trust in Allah, Allah alone is worthy of all trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in this verse of the Quran the reason behind this command. To place the trust in Him, because He is alone worthy of all the trust. So we can understand this Quranic law as follows. Because Allah is worthy of all the trust, so you place your trust in Him only. This Quranic rule gives complete reassurance, and also it helps us to know that we are human beings, and so we have limitations regarding power, knowledge, and wisdom. And we must leave what lies behind our ability to the One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has the power, the knowledge, and the One who is controlling and conducting everything. There is no place for worry or fear in the spirits of the believers who have trust in Allah, as they place their concerns in the hands of Allah, who will look after them in accordance with His knowledge and His wisdom. Actually, this Quranic rule, place your trust in Allah, as Allah alone is worthy of it. This Quranic rule is a cure and healing for the spirit, especially at the time of disasters, at the time of trials, at the time of taking important decisions in life. When the believer realizes in reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone worthy of all the trust, immediately he will place all the trust in Allah. Accordingly, he will be in a state of mental peace and reassurance and tranquility, because he will feel that Allah is taking care of all his affairs. Allah will help him to take the correct decision. Allah will be the one to save him from the disaster. Allah will make for him an outlet from every trial. This feeling actually is the feeling which the spirit needs, especially at the difficult times of life. When you are looking for a power to support you, when you are looking for help to give you reassurance, you will realize that the only one who can give you the help, the support, reassurance, peace, and tranquility is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that, Allah alone is worthy of all the trust. And this is actually the blessings of being a believer in the oneness of Allah, because being a believer in the oneness of Allah will always make you to put the trust in the One who controls and owns everything. When you will put your trust in that only power in this life, immediately you will feel the tranquility and the peace. These feelings of peace, tranquility, reassurance, actually are the feelings which everyone is looking for, especially in our difficult times nowadays. Because nowadays there are many problems going on for everyone regarding the private life, regarding the the recession and the layoff, the bad manners, the bad values. Everything is not easy nowadays, and because of that, everyone is in need of the power of Allah to place the trust in that power, so that you will feel the feeling of peace and tranquility. So actually it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers to guide them that they will put their trust in Him alone. Accordingly, they will be in the feeling of the mental peace. In the Quran also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned at-tawakkul, that is to say putting trust in Him, as a quality of a true believer. We will read now from Surah Al-Anfal, Surah number 8. We will read verse number 1 and 2 and 3 to learn about putting trust in Allah as the quality of the true believers in Him. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الأنفال، قل الأنفال لله والرسول، فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم، وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم، وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا، لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, they ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the spoils of war. Say, the spoils are for Allah and the Messenger. So fear Allah and adjust all matters of difference among you, and obey Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if you are believers. The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, feel a fear in their hearts. And when His verses of the Quran are recited upon to them, the verses increase their faith, and they put their trust in the Lord alone, who perform a salah and spend out of that we have provided them. It is they who are the believers in truth. For them are grades of dignity with their Lord, and forgiveness and a generous provision, paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying in this verse in the Quran that one of the quality of the true believers is that in the Lord they place their trust. This means that the believers are the one who rely on Allah alone, associating no one with Him. They know that whatever Allah wishes will be accomplished, and what He doesn't will never take place. This is the practical meaning of pure faith in Allah's oneness, addressing all worship completely and purely to Him alone. It is not possible for any person to have true faith in Allah as the only Lord in the universe and yet rely on someone other than Him. You must also understand that to rely on Allah alone does not prevent anyone from taking action or precaution. A believer takes precautions against any eventuality as a sign of believing in Allah and obeying Him, as Allah ordered us to do so. But a true believer does not consider his actions and precautions as the only causes to give the effects they produce. What produces these effects is Allah's will. So as a rule, in a believer's heart, the cause and effect relationship is not self-enforcing. What is the meaning of this rule? The meaning of this rule is that a believer takes action to obey Allah, but the results and effects come about by Allah's own will, which is totally independent of the causes leading to it. Such will, Allah's will, is determined by Allah alone. In this way, a believer does not feel controlled by such actions and causes. No, he tries his best to take every precaution, hoping that he will be rewarded for doing so in obedience to Allah. We must realize the following Quranic rule, which will explain what I mentioned. We will read now from Surah number 65, verse number 1. من الله الرحمن الرحيم لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا. you know not, it may be that Allah will afterward bring some new thing to pass. The meaning of these verses of Quran that it is not the causes that lead to the expected results, because Allah may cause something new to interfere. It is the free will of Allah that controls life, so put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We must also realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who put their trust in Him, those whom they have tawakkul on Him. We will read now from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 159. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. الرحمن الرحيم. And by the mercy of Allah you dealt with them gently, and had you been severe and harsh hearted, they would have broken away from about you. So pass over your faults and ask Allah's forgiveness for them and consult them in the affairs. Then when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah. Certainly Allah loves those who put their trust in Him. Also, we must know that all the prophets, they put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the prophets have the true faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever have the true faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power and will in this life, and this life is controlled by Him. Accordingly, they will place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will know about the reality of the belief of all the prophets whom they put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will start by knowing about Prophet Nuh. We will read from Surah number 11, verse number 71, to know about the trust in Allah which Prophet Nuh has in his heart. So now we will learn about trust in Allah from Surah number 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 71. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واتل عليهم نبأ نوح إذ قال لقومه يا قوم إن كان كبر عليكم مقامي وتذكيري بآيات الله فعلى الله توكلت فأجمعوا أمركم وشركاءكم ثم لا يكن أمركم عليكم غمة ثم اقضوا إلي ولا تنظرون. And recite to them the news of Nuh, when he said to his people, O my people, if my stay with you and my reminding you of the proofs of Allah is hard on you, then I put my trust in Allah. So devise your plot, you and your partners, and let not your plot be in doubt for you. Then pass your sentence on me and give me no respite. The meaning of this verse of the Quran is that this is a clear challenge thrown out by one who is absolutely certain of his ground and power. He simply had a faith which gave him a power that is superior to everyone else. He had Allah's support, and Allah does not abandon those who believe in Him. It is the challenge of one who relies on the source of real power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, it is the pure faith that establishes a bond between the believer and the one who has the will and the power over everything in the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During resistance of his people, Also, prophethood clarified its full reliance on Allah. Now we will read from Surah Hud, Surah number 11, verse number 6. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إني توكلت على الله ربي وربكم ما من دابة إلا هو آخذ بناصيتها إن ربي على صراط مستقيم. I put my trust in Allah my Lord and your Lord. There is not a moving living creature but he has the grasp of its forelock. Verily, my Lord is on the straight path, the truth. This is Prophet Hud clarifying to his people that he is putting his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one in control of all this life and Allah is on the straight path. Also, Prophet Shu'aib addresses his people in a friendly way, reminding them of his full reliance on Allah in Surah number 11, verse number 88. بِسْمِهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي وَرَزَقَنِي مِنْهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ إن أريد إلا الإصلاح ما استطعت وما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب. He, Prophet Shu'aib, said, O my people, tell me if I have a clear evidence from my Lord, and he has given me a good sustenance from himself. Shall I corrupt it by mixing it with the unlawful earned money? I wish not. In contradiction to you, I do that which I forbid you. I only desire reform to the best of my power, and my guidance can't come except from Allah. In Him I trust, and unto Him I repent. Prophet Shu'aib clarified to his people that his success depends on Allah alone, as Allah alone can grant success. So Prophet Shu'aib depend on no one other than Allah, as from Allah alone he seeks help to overcome the difficulties that may befall him, and to Allah alone he submits his work and effort. Now we learn about Prophet Shu'aib, Prophet Hud, and Prophet Nuh, that they all put their trust in Allah. Also, Prophet Jacob, in Surah Yusuf, Surah number 12, verse number 67, clarified that judgment rests with none but Allah. In al-hukm illa lillah. Prophet Jacob is referring to fate, which is Allah's judgment from which there is no escape. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one controlling everything, and Allah's will be done no matter what people do to prevent it. So long you are a believer in Allah's will, you must believe that Allah's will is done and people has no choice but to submit to it. In fact, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who has all the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he said in Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 173, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of the affairs. Again, حَبُّنَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of the affairs. Actually, the same statement was mentioned by Prophet Ibrahim when he was thrown in the fire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the fire cool and peace for him out of his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the way of all the prophets and messengers. They all place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will read from Surah number 14, verse number 11 and 12 to learn that putting the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the way of all the messengers and prophets, because they were true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Putting the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be the way of every true believer in Allah's oneness. So now we will read from Surah number 14, verse number 11 and 12. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وما كان لنا أن نأتيكم بسلطان إلا بإذن الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون وما لنا ألا نتوكل على الله على الله وقد هدانا سبلنا ولنصبرن على ما آذيتمونا وعلى الله فليتوكل المتوكلون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Their messengers said to them, we are no more than human beings like you, but Allah bestows His grace to whom He wills of His slaves. It is not ours to bring you an authority except by the permission of Allah, and in Allah alone let the believers put their trust. And why should we not put our trust in Allah while He indeed has guided us our ways, and we shall certainly bear with patience all the hurt you may cause us. And in Allah alone let those who trust put their trust. Again and again, sisters, at any point when the believer feels powerless or hopeless, he should refresh his faith, trust in Allah, and continue his life with hope and a winning attitude. Insha'Allah, at the end of this class related to learning about tawakkul, putting trust in Allah from the verses of the Quran, we will read two verses of the Quran which will clarify to us why we must put our trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read now from Surah number 27, verse number 117. 118, 120, and 120. In order to understand meaning, we will read from Surah number 26, and we will start from verse number 213. We will read up to 220. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلا تدع مع الله إلها آخر فتكون من المعذبين وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين فإن عصوك فقل إني بريء مما تعملون وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم الذي يراك حين تقوم وتقلبك في الساجدين إنه هو السميع العليم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So invoke not with Allah another God, lest you should be among those who receive punishment. And warn your tribe, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of near kindred. And be kind and humble to the believers who follow you. Then, if they disobey you, say, I am innocent of what you do, and put your trust in the Almighty, the Most Merciful, who sees you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you stand up, and your movement among those who fall prostrate. Verily, He is the only one, the all-hearer, the all-knower. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we have the command to put our trust in Him, because He knows everything about us. Again, we will read from Surah number 68. We will read verse 29 and 23 in order to learn more about our need to put our trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, I'm sorry, we will read from Surah number 67, Surah Al-Mulk. We will read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from verse number 28 to verse number 30. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الرحمن وآمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. سورة نمبر 67 سورة الملك فيرس 29 and 30. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, He is the most gracious Allah. In Him we believe, and in Him we put our trust. So you will come to know who is that is in manifest error. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, if all your water were to sink away, who then can supply you with flowing spring water? Related to these two verses of the Quran, I believe that it is out of Allah's favor and His grace that He causes water to spring forth for you, and He makes it run to the various regions on the earth, and in amount that is suitable for the needs of His servants, be it little or abundant. So, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end, we must learn that someone asked one of the righteous believers about his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he replied, I put my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on four particular elements. Number one, I came to realize that my sustenance will not be consumed by anyone other than myself, so I should not be concerned about it. Number two, I came to realize that my work will not be done by anyone other than myself, so I must be